I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Transforming Adversity into Opportunity will be a public talk on the main LCC campus in Eugene this Thursday evening, May 8th, by Tibetan refugee Lady Chanchup Palmo, also known as Amala or Honored Mother. Her life has been a model of transforming adversity into opportunity after losing her family to the Chinese invasion of Tibet, spending years living in a cave, eventually escaping Tibet and moving to Cottage Grove, and now facing cancer. She was instrumental in arranging the visit of His Holiness the Dalai Lama to Eugene last year, and she's the inspiration for the proposed Palmo Center for Peace and Education in Eugene. Joining us in the KLCC studios are Lady Palmo and her son, Lama Jigme Rinpoche, her translator. Thank you both for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Our greatest teachers are often our most difficult moments. Looking back now, how do you see the Chinese invaders of Tibet as teachers?
Generally, when we look at life, particularly all the changes and difficulty that we experience, someone who has not worked with their mind, with the help of a spiritual training or a deeper understanding of nature of reality, then our first initial kind of reaction is that of a resistance or that of guilt, that of fear, that of anxiety. But then someone who has really trained with the help of spiritual practices, such as with the help of meditation and compassion, then it no longer becomes a source of obstacle, rather opportunity to learn, to cultivate these inner qualities. Because had you not gone through them, you wouldn't have learn the meaning and the benefit of what compassion, genuine compassion, actually means. So for her, it was more about, it wasn't so much a disaster, but rather opportunity to use this experience to develop what we call inner refuge or inner strength. Because you only learn from difficulty anyway. So, and we are here on this earth to learn and grow. And so without experiencing difficulty, you wouldn't learn, you wouldn't grow. So for her, it was more of a blessing in disguise in some ways that it actually brought her to understand the nature of reality, the truth. The truth is that everything changes, that suffering is part of life, that is not a disaster, it's not a bad news, it's not a punishment, but it's just the mere experience of life.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what compassion means from your perspective?
So, from Buddhist point of view, when we talk about compassion, compassion is not simply a sense of sympathy or caring for the person who is suffering, nor a warmth of heart toward the person who is suffering, but rather it is a sustained and practical determination to do whatever you can to alleviate the suffering of the other. And there's a logic behind it, because all our suffering comes from thinking of oneself, being obsessed about self-cherishing and self-grasping. And that is the one that magnetizes all the ills, all the pains, all the fear, all the anxiety, comes from too much thinking of oneself. So practicing compassion is a skillful way of transforming that suffering into thinking of other. And that's the secret of finding peace or freedom or happiness. So it's very much a practice that helps us to free ourselves from this self-cherishing. So compassion is the essence and is the heart of path to freedom.
I'm speaking with Lady Palmo, or Amala, who will give a talk, Transforming Adversity into Opportunity, on the LCC campus on Thursday evening. Amala, what's the secret to transforming something such as cancer?
Everything is subjective. Nothing exists objectively. So it's how we react to things. So it's not the cancer, it's the way we react to it. It's not the death in the family, like in her case, she had that loss, she has a disappointment. It's how we embrace it. It's not the trauma that you have had, but it's the way we look at it. You see, and one of the reasons why we fail to overcome this is because we try to get rid of it. We try to push it away. We try to resist. See, and so according to her own experience, she has realized that the way to transform this is actually to accept it, embrace it, and thereby integrate it, incorporate it, and then turn it into something beautiful, you see, and thereby transcend it.
Are there specific ways that we can become better at transforming such difficulty into beautiful things?
So from Buddhist point of view, fundamentally, we all have what we call Buddha nature, that we all have the potential of enlightenment, that fundamentally we all are good. That is our true nature. And because that is our true nature, therefore we are healable. Therefore we are purifiable. Therefore we can overcome any of the problems or difficulties or crises that we may go through. Because fundamentally we are good. That's the basis. And so how to bring about this transformation? Of course, there are many, many, many methods, like the practice of meditation, practice of compassion. And so through that way, then you can bring about a change. And so she has realized from her experience that one of the marvelous quality of this mind is that it can be transformed. So she's urging, you know, people that we need this kind of vision, you see, and courage to overcome the narrow selfish interests, basically small mind. We were talking about earlier the self-cherishing being the cause of suffering. So we need a vision to overcome this and sort of change this old attitude and short-sighted ways of treating people and the planet particularly. So the heart of Amala's message is how we can train our mind. That is, transform our attitude and ways of thinking by training the mind in compassion, by discovering peace. So if you have that contentment and if you have the inner peace, then your mind will be relaxed and deeply at ease. Then no matter what difficulty or crisis you encounter, you will not be disturbed. Your basic sense of well-being will not be undermined as a result. So it's really about training of mind. It's working with your thoughts and emotions. See, that is the fundamental message.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Rinpoche, about the Palmo Center for Peace and Education?
Oh, Palmo Center for Peace is our effort to fulfill one of the wishes of Amala and also of his own Dalai Lama. Because looking at the world today, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty, you see, in our life. And so we are confronted with difficulty, crisis, and challenges. And many of the problems are man-made problems, basically of ignorance, negative emotion, and negative action. So we need kind of a vision and courage, as Amala was saying earlier, to handle this difficulty both individually and globally through transforming and overcoming this problem with deeper acceptance of our interconnectedness, insight, and compassion. So because they lie at the root of mind, and this needs to be transformed, you see, by educating the mind and heart. And so our center here is our effort to educate people, thereby transforming the mind and heart, and bringing peace, not only individually, but globally.
Well, thank you for your efforts, and thank you both for coming in today.
He says, are you content?
Yes.
So she said, thank you very much. And that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lady Chanchu Palmo, also known as Amala or Honored Mother, who will give a talk called Transforming Adversity into Opportunity in the Ragazina Performance Hall on the Main Lane Community College campus in Eugene on Thursday, May 8th at 6:30 p.m. She's joined by her son and translator, Lama Jigme Rinpoche. For further information, call 760-505-4681. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.